it's again time to share with you the thoughts from the Poet Laureate of Valley Rain.
Yes.
Once again, a visit from the Poet Laureate of Valley Ranch.
Remember the old days when we proudly flew our title flag and sat in amazement seeing Emmett zig and zag? How we all laughed when Dion flashed his bright do-rag and actually enjoyed listening to our owner Jerry Bragg.
Do you like those three Super Bowls?
These days we watch a cowboy team that simply makes us gag. And those $300 tickets are becoming quite a drag. Now we spend our Sundays getting peed on by the Jags.
Dang it.
And North Dallas fans are out shopping for designer headbags. Now each week someone else comes in and plays us for a chump. And Austin drops so many, you'd think he had a stump. This week it's Green Bay's turn to kick us in the rump. And just between you and me, is Felix looking plump? We can't even gain a yard because Barber and Kitten a bump. Our play is so pathetic, we can't even call this a slump. Soon it'll be the Lions who'll arrive and on our heads take a dump. And our running game's so bad, Jerry might consider signing Forrest Gump. How much longer will Coach Wade even have a job? And our defense would be a lot better if it were coordinated by Bob. How much more can Dallas fans accept before they become an angry mob and suggest these players go out and find someone else to rob? Do we give this job to Gruden or maybe to Bill Cowher? Does it do any good, though, unless Jerry gives up the power? Weekend after weekend, this season turns more sour. This Sunday night, it's national TV and another Cowboys comedy hour. There are still 9 games left as Dallas plays out the string. And perhaps a rookie or two might occasionally make us sing. It turns out Romo's the lucky one to have his right arm in a sling. As way, way back in the Bible, a cowboy fan once wrote, "O death, where is thy sting?"
Best one yet. Best one yet.